This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee.
Will there be peace or war?
The fateful question posed by Warren Austin, head of the United States delegation to the UN, set the mood of the world at the century's halfway mark.
That's how it sounded at the beginning of the Korean War almost 60 years ago, long before I was born. And yet, we still have 28,000 United States soldiers stationed in Korea. And I guess that means the conflict still is not officially over. Why are so many U.S. troops still in Korea? We're joined now by Robert Kaplan, senior fellow at the Center for New American Security and correspondent for The Atlantic. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Let's answer that question first. Why do we still have nearly 30,000 troops in Korea?
Well, actually, the number has come down considerably. At the beginning of the beginning of the century, we had about 42,000, and it's been coming down steadily, and will go down further to about 25,000. The emphasis now is on less land troops, less of a land footprint in South Korea, and more of a naval and air presence in the seas and areas around it. The reason we still have, though, 28,000 troops there is because it makes a statement. Air and sea and land assets can protect a country, but they don't make a political statement. And the political statement of our land forces, as reduced as they have become over the last decade, is that we will defend South Korea. And as long as North Korea continues to have an erratic, unpredictable, bellicose regime, we're going to have troops on the ground.
So this is
South
kind of
Korea.
Our line in the sand there.
Exactly.
But, you know, when we have so many troops and we're hearing how stretched the U.S. forces are in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we have people going through multiple deployments, we have an increase, possibly a record number of suicides. I'm not connecting them to multiple deployments, but it's kind of it seems like it there may be a connection. Why would we still connect? Why do we still have nearly 30,000 troops there as a message or a symbol when we could use them in Afghanistan?
Well, it's a big message and symbol. Remember, we fought a war in Korea, a war that took significant numbers of casualties. And if we were to suddenly reduce as I said before, we are building down in South Korea. We're down from about 42,000 to 20, and we're going down to about 25,000. But if we were to have a precipitous withdrawal of all those forces, that would send a terrible message to our allies in Japan, the Philippines, Australia, Taiwan, and elsewhere that we cannot be trusted. We cannot just forget about our important relationships in Asia because of Iraq and Afghanistan. And by the way, we also have troops in Bosnia still. These things don't make the headlines because there are no casualties. But we have troop presences in the Philippines and Colombia, in many parts of the world. U.S. Special Operations Command works in dozens of countries around the world on any given week.
Okay. We also have nearly 50,000 troops in Japan as well. Robert Kaplan is a senior fellow at the Center for a New American Security and correspondent for The Atlantic, talking about troop levels in Korea.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.